This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Great Day program now turns into a weekend review of the accompanying piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I happen to be Doug Steffen. We're here in this hour to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week and talk as we will, as we have time, about some of the stories and what we've heard, what we've talked about on our own programs relating to the top 10 stories, which, by the way, you can see every week listed at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com as well. So the preparation here, so the Talk Radio Roundup takes a stand, if you will, on these things, like you do during the course of the week with a lot of other issues. Some of these we may have talked about more than others on the Good Day program, and Jennifer has, I'm sure, talked about some of these more than others, but we normally hit all 10 of them at some point during the week. So for the listening and dancing pleasure of the folks listening to the program, here's the story list. At number 10, technology. I suppose social media goes in with that too, Jay. At number 9, immigration. What's going on the border? A lot of fiascos there this week. Oof, what a mess. COVID at 8. Don't you wish that would just go just go away?
Set at negative 8 on the list.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
The abortion rights discussion, Russia and the war with Ukraine, big bad Boris resigning in England. The economy's number 4. Politics number 3. January 6th number 2. And the violence in America is number 1.
And on I think you have to add one to that list real quick because it happened probably after they created it, but the assassination of the former prime minister
in Japan. Yeah,
Shinzo
right.
Abe. Unbelievable. On camera it was caught. Anyway, I just want to add that on because
no,
it's
I think
a huge
that,
story.
That,
now. No, it's really big, yeah.
One of the things that we were talking about earlier, Jen, was the, and you would have known that had you been here,
I love how he shames. I love fighting words.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the discussion about guns in Japan, there virtually aren't any.
Yeah.
The gun laws there are a whole lot stricter than they are here and most everywhere else. So you very rarely hear about something like this, frankly. But is it a sign that violence is just spreading all around the planet? That there's so much violence there, whether you want to consider what's going on in Ukraine, that certainly is violence personified, and the things that have happened to various leaders, economic, cultural leadership also has been affected by this in certain parts of the world. Our country, we've been 300 incidents since the first of the year of more than 2 people being killed in an incident. So you look around and you think, last night I was having dinner with some friends. We were talking about the violent videos that are so prolific and kids and what they're doing with their time. And my friend and neighbor told me the story. He's a former police officer of a fellow that he knew who was so tired, his son spent all his time when he wasn't in school sitting on a couch in the basement playing all these games. Wouldn't do anything, wouldn't go anywhere, wouldn't talk to anybody. So the father went down into the basement, gathered up all of these quote-unquote toys, all these videos, brought them upstairs on the lawn, and ran over them with his lawnmower. And the kid was like apoplectic. Didn't know what he was out of his mind. And listen, sometimes you've got to make a point loudly in order to make the point. And I think
and
this
you know, there's
is
probably a difference between that dad and the dad of the Highland Park shooter in Illinois, the guy who was murdering people on that parade route. And his dad comes out. I mean, this is a kid. This guy, I don't want to call him a kid. I don't want to take it away from him. But
he's 21, isn't he? 22, something like that.
Threatening suicide of himself. The police are called. Then he threatens to kill his whole family. And then his dad co-signs on a license for him to get a rifle before he's legally able to get it on his own. And then he comes out to save his own rear end with a lawyer that says, well, it's not about parenting, it's about the law. Well, There are laws parenting to protect against people like you, and parenting does matter. So, yeah, there's probably a perfect medium in between what your friend's running over toys with his lawnmower and this guy who's signing rifle cards.
So I'm just looking at the stats here. Since this guy in Chicago on July 4th shot up the parade, from that point to this point, 160 people have died in our country from gun homicides.
And you know where most of them are? Right there in Chicago, actually.
Yeah, Chicago.
There was 77 deaths, I think, over the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. What is there about Chicago? What is the...
And they have, and this is the thing, they have really restrictive drug laws in, or not drug laws, excuse me, gun laws. In Illinois, just like they do in California. And yet, California is still the leading spot with the most mass shootings, and that's why a lot of people say, you're not going to legislate this problem away. We have got to make some societal and cultural changes, because you can't continue to think that more laws are going to help when you have clear evidence in California and Illinois that they don't.
Well, the societal part of it is an interesting comment that you make there, Jennifer, because if you look at Chicago, I always think of the Chicago shows that are on, Chicago Police, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and you get an idea of what goes on. Is this real or is it Memorex? Look at this city. Apparently, according to police statistics, 4% of the city is affected by this. That is, all of the murders happen in a like a 4 or 5 block area, and it's like there's no law there. The police don't go in there. Mm-hmm. The people who live in there.
Being honest is going to tell you it's black on black crime.
Just, yes, it is.
You know, they only like to talk about race in certain times, but in particularly in Chicago, and that's not the same as the gun violence in California. But in Chicago, it is black on black crime. Black people are literally killing themselves in
this
area.
That's the case in other cities where there are a lot of blacks. St. Louis, for example, same thing. Baltimore, same thing. Philadelphia, pretty much the same thing. So there are those who are, what do they call, sociologists, who are saying that poverty is directly related to violence. And is that true or not? This is what these professors are saying, that neighborhoods with the most shootings are the ones that have the poorest population. And I can understand that. People want to get out and the drug stuff is easy.
You know, I think that used to be
true.
I don't really think
it is anymore.
Yeah. I think that it's shifting, and it's unfortunate, because I think a lot of times people would always think about the inner city, and they would think about, and that's why I think a lot of times race was brought into the picture, when really I think the greater problem was socioeconomic, because there was hopelessness, there was a lot of crime because people were running drugs or stealing. That, you know, there was a lot of crime, and I think it was more socioeconomic than it was race, yet everyone always got very emotional about having the race argument. But I think now, at least, well, I live in Los Angeles, and there are no good pockets. Crime is going everywhere. I mean, look at the follow-home killing of Jacqueline Avant. That's in Beverly Hills, in a place where most people would probably have private security. It seems that it's spreading. So I think it used to maybe be more of a socioeconomic thing, but I really think as communities get more, become
blended.
More like quilts. There's really no
mosaics.
Place to escape. Mm-hmm.
The People list this week from Talkers Magazine, Elon Musk is number 10. Jalen Walker is at 9. Putin's at 8. Clarence Thomas, 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Cassidy Hutchinson is still in the top 5. I thought that was interesting. Number 4, Liz Cheney is 3. Robert Crimo is 2. He's the killer in Chicago. And Joe Biden is number 1. The lack of Brittany Griner not being on the list I thought was surprising. And so, but although the death of James Caan happened late in the week, it still is something that people are talking about with good reason, because Caan was one of those populist actors who could play almost any role, and everybody knew who he was, no matter what your age. So the fact he passed away at the age of 82, and Brittany Griner pleading guilty. What am I missing there?
They say it's strategic, I guess. I don't.
Well, really?
And that makes sense, because haven't we already been hearing that she has to be convicted of something before they can hearings have to happen before they can try to get her out. And she even said to the judge, she's guilty of what she did, but she didn't mean to break any laws. She wasn't thinking. And so she was trying to, like, there was no harm or malice intended, but she did acknowledge to what what she did. So hopefully this can move forward to the point of U.S. bringing her home.
Yeah,
I thought what was weird is that Megan Rapinoe came out this week, and she's the soccer player, and she said, you know, if this was LeBron James, they would have already been rescued. And she says, well, if this was LeBron James, they wouldn't have even had to be there. And she's blaming the fact that basketball, women's basketball, is not popular in the States, and that the reason that she was forced to go to Russia is to make some money, and was kind of blaming the fact that the WNBA hasn't caught fire, which, I mean, what can you do? You can't force people to be interested.
You've got to go to the WNBA game, right, today, otherwise we're going to throw you off the cliff. All right, 16 after the hour. In a moment, a thought about immigration, which is number 9 this week, and what's going on in Texas after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor, and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, 19 after the hour. So immigration number 9 this week. Governor Abbott ordering the authorities there to apprehend migrants, the illegals that are coming in across the border. So now there'll be a big fuss and a fight with the feds who are doing nothing about this. Is there anything new about Abbott's order, or is it just send them back?
Well, the order is that the National Guard will be out there just to provide some extra help so that people aren't just thinking they can flow across. And, you know, it was interesting. I don't know how much you guys spent working on the attack that was actually caught before it became an attack in Virginia. It was foiled by police. There were two illegal immigrants who had probably crossed here through the open border who tried an attack in Virginia at one of their 4th of July parades, and they were caught because a neighbor said something, and the police followed through, and they realized these people were going to shoot up a fireworks show. So, again, the border leaves us vulnerable to more than just drugs. It still leaves us open to people coming from other countries that want to do harm.
Yep, other countries don't have this kind of porous border, although they're having some of the same kind of problems in some of the European countries because of what's going on in Yugoslavia, but those people are not quite as onerous as the ones that are coming up from the south here into our country. All right, 21 after the hour, we continue with some of the things on social media next here on the Talk Radio Review.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner reviewing the charts, our thoughts, things that we've talked about on the air. And then listeners, without the listeners, what the heck's the point of doing all this? So let's focus, Jay, on some of the comments on it seems that most of the comments that we have here are about shooting and violence and that sort of thing. Let's start with the shooting of this black guy who had a gun. He was stopped for some taillight thing, and then he got 60 holes in his body. Jaylen Walker, his name. Let's get a couple of thoughts from some of our listeners on this.
Krista Ann says, in my opinion, in regards to the Jaylen Walker shooting, 60 times being shot was unacceptable. The police have a duty to protect. He fired at the police. The man was doing things that were against the law. Did the police have any idea that he no longer had his weapon? Doubt it. However, the police were out of line when they fired upon this human being so many times as if it were a firing range.
Yeah, that's the thing. It isn't that they chased him around because he had a gun. I get that. But 60 shots, 60 bullets in this guy, come on.
And he was unarmed at the time he had left his weapon.
Well, I don't think the police knew that. It was dark. I don't know that they would have known that.
But that goes to say he wasn't actively shooting at them fired at him.
Shoot him in the leg or something. But anyway, okay,
they're
what else?
Allowed to do that. That's
a whole other thing.
Yeah, all right.
And if it ricochets and hits somebody, some innocent bystander, it's a whole other thing. There's a lot of rules on police officers. Tanya Grafton says this man who was shot 60 times by police caused his own death. If cops pull you over, then stop. Do not hit the gas pedal and make them chase you. He was stupid to leave the car and run. And adds, I hope his family does not get millions because police killed him. That George Floyd caused his own death by resisting arrest. He was caught committing a crime. He resisted arrest and fought police, and that's why he was on the ground. And then his family got millions of my tax dollars, not there.
Well, that's the political rendering of this. The point is, what we don't understand, because maybe, and this is, I'm not crying liberal stuff, but I don't think if you're not in the color of their skin, you don't get what they are thinking. And not, they're right is right and wrong is wrong, get all of that. But in this circumstance, and in the inner cities, Jennifer just talking a little while ago about most of the crime is black on black in these inner cities, and that's true. But there also is a side to living in the inner city where black people are afraid of the police. They stay away from the police. the average is not. Then there are those that are committing crimes, and the police have to chase them down, and so it's a conundrum.
I don't know. If you look at the results of the Defund the Police movement, it is communities that have higher populations of people who are people of color who want the police back in their community because their communities are the ones who are being affected first. I do think there's a lot of information. We tend to focus most on the people who are black who are getting targeted by police, and certainly you need to see what happens here and why these officers opened fire however many times they did, 60 times. I mean, that seems excessive, of course. But we also don't hear about the stops usually with people who are white people who are doing the same thing. And I know people would, mm-hmm. like, lose their mind going, well, it never happens, but it really does. It's just about what gets covered, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And any overuse of violence by the police needs to and should be and will be, I would imagine, investigated pretty thoroughly these days.
All right, question about high-powered rifles and whether they should be in civilian hands. What do you get from listeners? Give us at least one example quickly.
Pretty close to 50-50. Diana Julian says, if anyone claims they need an AR-15 or the like for hunting, then they must be a bad shot.
I probably shouldn't laugh, but that's kind of an amusing, yeah. If you got to spray whatever you're shooting at with bullets just so you can hit them, you're probably not a very
trained marksman. Most of the time people are used not to be a party pooper. I mean, that's kind of funny, but an AR-15 is typically used for range activities. It's the most popular gun in the entire country. There are more
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday after being shot while giving a campaign speech in Western Japan. The former Prime Minister quit politics in 2020 because of health issues. He was talking outside a train station in Nara when a lone gunman fired. He was apprehended moments later. The mayor of San Francisco appointed a new district attorney after the other one was impeached. Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced that Brooke Jenkins will be the next district attorney. The official Disneyland Instagram page appeared to have been briefly hacked Thursday. A hacker posted at least four posts containing racial slurs and vulgar language. The hacker also uploaded a picture of himself and wrote, "I am a super hacker and that I'm here to bring revenge upon Disneyland." Americans' confidence in newspapers and television has fallen to an all-time low, according to a 29-year Gallup survey. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Texas state law enforcement officials are going to send illegal migrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on Fox Business Thursday.
We're having deaths occur more frequently. In fact, an international organization labeled the Biden's border between the United States and Mexico the most deadly border in the entire world. And so what Texas is doing, we've taken unprecedented action to respond to this, including building a border wall, deploying the military, laying down military-grade razor wire, and now doing the unprecedented, and that is Texas law enforcement and National Guard, anybody they apprehend coming across the border illegally, they will be returning to the border.
If you have less faith in the American government at this time, you're not alone.
Americans confident in the government is seeing a sharp decline. According to a Monmouth University poll, just over 1 in 3 Americans are confident in the government. 36% of Americans describe the system of government as basically sound. That's down from 55% in 2020 and then 44% in 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 16 Americans on Thursday, including decorated Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. The late Senator John McCain and Apple co-founder Steve Jobs received the award posthumously. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the charts that are prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or good day. Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Those allergies.
Good heavens. Oh, my God. Yeah,
do I want to bless you or say, are you okay? Which one?
Lord, bless me and keep me, yes. Excuse me. Talk amongst yourselves, girls, for a second.
Boy. It has been bad, though, with the allergies. I know everybody that I talk to is like, it's now a year-long allergy season rather than just a few months of the year. Everybody's popping Zyrtec. And
well, at the beginning of the season,
sure,
wasn't so bad for me. I didn't normally, I get it starting in April, and it didn't bother me until really the end of May. Excuse me, so...
It's all something different. It all depends on where we are. Like, I have more winter allergies, which I've noticed. So there must be something that happens around me in the January, February.
Are you allergic to dust mites? I know dust mites are really prevalent,
awful,
more so,
yeah,
in the winter.
I don't know. I went through allergy testing, and there's not a lot that I'm not allergic to, according to the allergy testing. So.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right, Joe Biden's number one on the people list, pretty much as
to him, by the
usual,
way.
I know. I know. And when he comes around, Jennifer starts sneezing. Achoo-y! So the Democrats are trying to revive pieces of his domestic policy, including taxing the bad, high, all those people that have money. Let's go get them. They're the bad guys. And so we have, I mean, there are some people that have a lot of money that are bad guys, but generally speaking, just go after them or to put the thought in the average person's mind that because they have made money or they have money, they're bad is a very sick position, very damaging to the culture and the mores and the standards of our country, frankly.
You know, it's easy. And so,
I
can correlate this with kind of the issue of gun violence. It is easy to go after the guns. It is not easy to talk about people and mental illness and the stuff that causes people to turn into evil human beings that open fire on people. It's easier to go after rich people than it is to really figure out how to cut spending and start running this country more responsibly.
Do you know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is in the government? If you look at, take a dollar bill out of your wallet and just look at it for a second.
Cut it into three quarters.
Cut it into three pieces. Yeah, exactly. And a third of that goes to pay the interest on the loans. A third of it goes to government programs, welfare, et cetera, et cetera. And a third of it is corruption, fraud. This has been something that has been in the public zone for years. I think the first time I talked about it was probably 10, 12 years ago, when the government accounting office itself, this is the government looking at the government, and the Defense Department budget at the time, it's been hovering around $700 billion for the last 4, 5, 6 years. And the government accounting office, in looking at the way they run their procurement policies, says for $460 billion, you get the same as we now spend $700 on if you eliminate the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuses that are part of the way they bid things, no bid contracts, and all this other stuff. It is incredible. And we sit like chumps and take it. And meanwhile, you have people like Biden trying to tell and others who are going to say, we've got to make up the shortfall, you bozos. You've got to make up the shortfall by running things the way the public expects you to run them, not by taking money away from people who are, for the most part, the reason that people have jobs is because people have money to invest in companies so that they grow. I mean, it's a how difficult a concept is that to understand? All right, I'm off on a toot. Let me go back to Biden in awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 17 people. Simone Biles was one of them. Who else? Anybody paying attention to that list of people who
got
the...
Yeah, Megan Washington. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the people list this week, planning to file a lawsuit to end his deal to buy... This is actually amusing. Don't you find this kind of amusing? I want to buy it because I want to straighten it out. And then he realizes, maybe I can't straighten it out. Huh?
It's a mess.
Yeah,
and
it is a mess.
And you also saw, you know, he got a little heat this week because he just had twins, which brings, I think, his total of kids to 9 or 10.
Who's the mother?
Apparently he and Nick Cannon are trying to compete with each other. Who can have
the most
babies in a decade?
They should have a celebrity softball game.
Yeah, with the kids of the stars. They can be the coaches, and then the kids can be the players on the team. How many different wives or women has he had these children
multiples,
with?
Multiples. Yeah. But he sent out a tweet to something to the effect of, you know, the greatest threat to our planet is population increase. He's like, I'm doing my part to make sure that doesn't happen.
Do as I say, not as I do.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Anyway, and kind of bopping back into the number one story this week, the shootings, gun stuff. There's a bodega worker who apparently stabbed somebody, and he was charged with murder the other day. He stabbed a customer after the customer came around the counter and attacked him because he didn't have the right bag of chips.
No, it's sad to say that this was all over chips. A woman came in with her child, didn't have enough money for the chips, and something, I can't remember, she tried to steal and he caught her, told her to put it back or whatever, but she leaves, she comes back with the guy who ended up getting stabbed, and he's threatening. There's surveillance video that he pushes the bodega worker into some shelving, and it got really hostile really quick, and the bodega worker grabs a knife that he happened to have handy because it's used to open boxes, and he fended for his life. So he's being charged with murder, and we'll see what the jury says once the hearings officially start, if it was self-defense and if charges are dropped or not.
I just find, what's a bodega? I hear that term
market.
All the time.
A fancy market.
A convenience store.
Yeah.
Really? So like a 7-Eleven, is it bodega?
No, it's a 7-Eleven. Bodega's fancier.
It is. Yeah, all right. Anyway, there's that kind of stuff. I just saw that as an example of what we're talking about. Number six this week, the war in Ukraine, what's going on? There's one step forward, two steps back. What are the Russians doing? And then there is the Brittany Griner thing, trying to understand why it was she pled guilty. Apparently there was a deal. I don't understand this because I don't understand Russian law. But could she go to jail? And does this make it easier for Biden to negotiate her? There's a lot of questions with this, and I don't know that we got a whole lot of answers to it. Very confusing. I find it that way. What about it, ladies?
Well, she is. Let's be honest. She had oil
grass
that contained marijuana. Yeah,
yeah, right,
and a vape pen, and she did have that on her. So technically, she broke the law. She was guilty, but it's a matter of she wasn't trying to. She wasn't a drug dealer. She wasn't trying to distribute or anything like that. So she even said to the judge, she pled guilty, but she said that there was no malice. She was not trying to break the law or anything like that. But now that she has said that she is guilty of what she did, she acknowledges that they can move forward to the next steps rather than prolonging these hearings and deliberations.
Which is 10 years in prison, FYI.
She could be facing a decade if we don't bring her back.
Well, but
what do you do? I mean, I don't defend the Biden administration very often, but like, what do you do? How are you going to negotiate with Russia? They want some bad dude back for Brittany Griner. So like, if we do some sort of prisoner swap, I don't know. A lot of people are saying they should, you know, she needs to come home. I agree, but like, how do you get her home? It's a tough one.
What's going on in the UK? Boris Johnson is on the list, and so is the situation. The resignation is number five this week. Let's talk about that right after these words.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
All right, 45 after the hour now. The situation in the United Kingdom, which isn't so united anymore. I don't know why they call that the UK, because after Brexit, they aren't united at all. Meanwhile, Boris gets it in the neck this week. He's not resigning until there is a successor. So there's been a lot of conflicted stories. He resigned. He's leaving today. He's leaving in this fall. Yada yada yada.
He's tricky though. You got to watch because what he said is that he's leaving as the head of the Conservative Party. So now there's this long drawn out process, and you know, like the parliamentary law is to me like wrestling. I mean, there's just, mm-hmm. you think our system's crazy. Their system is nuts. And so they have to like narrow it down to two, and then certain people vote, and then other people have to vote. Like, it's this long, convoluted process. And I was listening to Piers Morgan say that he thinks that maybe this is a tactic of Boris Johnson, who is very good at surviving, and he says that maybe this is his way of trying to see if he can make things change or if he can figure things out where he would allow all that infighting and then maybe still be there as prime minister.
You're listening to Piers Morgan? Why are you doing
his
that?
His commentary. I mean, I figured he would know more than I would. He lives there, at least.
I wouldn't count on that. I think that's a stretch. Thanks very much. All right, so let's see. Where are we with abortion rights number 7 on the story list? There's a couple of examples of abortion clinics in Louisiana staying open. Louisiana is kind of a tricky place because they seem to have conflicting rules. One judge says one thing, another judge says another thing, and one of the things that I saw this week was the profile of a Shreveport clinic that is still serving women. And that means that a lot of women, for example, some Texas women went over to this clinic to get their services, and I don't know what that caused it. Now the judges... it's just ridiculous. We back and forth and judges and how
well,
this is what
you can consider.
Well, this confusing because they all take different points of view based on one law or another law or precedent or whatever. So what's new, Jennifer?
The new thing is that Biden on Friday signs an executive order that's going to protect abortion access, even though the court overturned Roe v. Wade. And so he's gotten a lot of pressure from his own party to be more aggressive when this comes to abortion. And now this is going to probably just muck it up because the court's already ruled on it, which means there are going to be legal challenges against his directive. And I guess he's going to do things like direct the DHS to take action to protect access to abortion medication, emergency medical care, contraception. He's going to try to get patient privacy and digital surveillance to stop. So there's going to be some items in this executive order we'll learn more about that that are going to try to silence his critics who say he's just not acting.
Well, the other side to all of this is the need for women to have some closure. And the Democrats, I thought it was interesting. I saw a study of this on a PBS story regarding the Democrats and whether they had the votes to codify Roe v. Wade, and they didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't do it.
I mean,
so who do they? They have nothing nobody but blame to blame but themselves. Under the circumstances, right?
That was one of the main promises. If you were a member of Obama's presidency in 2008 when he was running, he said, I will codify Roe. And then when he got into office and had a supermajority still, he said, well, this is a legislative thing. It's not me. So, you know, even during that time, as recently as 2008, we could have done it.
Anyway, that's one of the most frustrating things that we have to talk about. And I steer clear of it most of the time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program because it doesn't go anywhere. It's like capital punishment. No matter what is happening in real life, you don't change people in their point of view on this kind of stuff. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles here with Jay Kirshner and Doug Stephan from the Good Day program, overviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio with a list from Talkers Magazine. 10 before the hour.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Nick driving in his electric car. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com with this week's car talk. So you're on a big road trip this week, right? Driving a Mini Cooper. Have you? Yeah. Do you remember driving? Did you ever drive the original Mini Coopers?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
They, over there, where you grew up on? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. My family grew up on them. In fact, my mom ran over a policeman's foot in one.
I can remember, don't ask me where this comes from. I remember seeing a women's weightlifting competition, and the woman who won picked up a Mini.
Oh, wow.
The back of the Mini. Where's the engine? The front of the back of a Mini. I figure whatever engine. Whatever front, engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the back of it. Yeah, picked it right up. So there you go.
The Germans put the engine in the back.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that. Thank you. So the Mini then was reborn, what, about 10, 12 years ago? How long ago?
2002, I think.
Wasn't that long
the original, ago? The original Mini came off the line in 2000. They made 5.5 million of them before they discontinued them. That's quite a lot.
Yeah. My daughter had a couple, my ex-wife had a couple, and I remember driving former wife when she died had a Cooper, the Mini Cooper, but it was the four-door version.
Yeah.
And she, I drove it for about a year, and it was quite a spunky little car. And
yeah,
I thought they were
incredible.
Kind of fun. All right, so why are they having this race from one end of the world to the other here? What is going on with this?
Let's hope it's not too much of a race, but there's an event that's supposed to happen every 2 years called Mini Takes the States. And it's where all the crazy Mini owners, a bit like me, get together, and we drive in convoy, and we wave at everybody, much to a head scratcher for a lot of people who don't aren't Mini fans across the country. This year we're going from Burlington, Vermont, all the way through the Poconos down to Greenville, South Carolina, over 9 days in the back roads. And we'll stop every day or so, and we'll get to, you know, visit things like Ben and Jerry factory, that sort of thing, as a group of people, and just have a really good time as a great American road trip, as it's supposed to have been done in the last 50 years. And we'll just have a lot of fun visiting, rallying. We'll have a rise and rally every morning and cheer and win prizes and raise money for the Best Friends Society, which is a big nonprofit that says no kill shelters around the country. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun.
I would. You're not that far from me. Actually, it would be nice to do a day, a program with me involved with the racers for a day. It's just kind of something different. Be kind of fun but I can see some of these back roads, like Route 5 in Vermont is a great. I hope you're going to take that down when you head in toward the south, and then when you go across Massachusetts, there are lots of roads that aren't the main roads, but they parallel the main roads, and then they go off into some beautiful farm country. Yeah, I think this would be kind of a fun trip, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And because of what you do for a living, it gives you exposure to all these great things. That's cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Any electric cars? Is Mini making an electric car? Who's making
that? They do make an electric Mini. It's sort of a very inexpensive. You can probably, by the time you get all your federal tax credits, you can get it for sort of around $20,000. And it does just over 100 miles. It's sort of meant for that little city runaround vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a road trip car, but they're saving all their electric stuff up. Of course, they'll be all electric like everybody else, but they're saving it up for later on. You know, they're still about the motoring and putting your top down and going a little bit crazy, and especially now with the high gas prices.
Yeah, I was looking at Edmunds, which is a great reporter when it comes to cars. They have the ratings for the best electric cars and what it will serve you depending on what your needs, because everybody's needs are different. My needs are not to have an electric car. I can do without an electric car. But people in my family want to have them, want to try them. And most every manufacturer now is making an electric car of some sort, right?
Absolutely, and they're getting closer to what most Americans can accept: the range, the price, the electric chargers are getting there. We'll get there eventually.
You're going to Germany to drive the new Mercedes electric car that gets 700 miles on a charge.
There you go. 757. So that's we're getting close to what everybody's comfortable. I don't know a gas vehicle that gets 757 on a single
out of
tank.
So. Not unless they got a bunch of tanks, extra tanks, and the gas in the in the boot, as they say. Nick Miles, check out his reports, rautoexpert.com. Thanks, Nick. 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.